An unemployed 25-year-old man facing almost 50 charges of computer hacking was denied bail in a New South Wales court this morning. David Cecil was arrested by the Australian Federal Police last night after allegedly gaining control of an internet service provider linked to the national broadband network. The AFP has described his alleged activities as having the potential to cause considerable damage to Australia's national infrastructure. But the NBN and its wholesaler insist that adequate security is in place to safeguard the network and its clients. Simon Santo has more.
The Australian Federal Police believe they've foiled a potentially serious hacking attack on a company called Platform Networks. The AFP's Manager of High-Tech Crime Operations, Grant Edwards, says their investigations are ongoing.
The operation actually now relates to a number of unauthorised accesses and modifications to a number of companies both within Australia and overseas. After the initial referral, we commenced profiling and coupled with information that was received from community sources and also from anonymous information overseas, we identified an individual who we believe was one of the members responsible for undertaking these hacking activities.
David Cecil, who police say is known online by the nickname Evil, could face 10 years in jail on one of the charges and a maximum of 2 years on multiple other hacking charges.
Platform Networks is one of 13 service providers to the NBN. It is not part of the NBN backbone. It is a service provider. And what we're able to do is, over the months while we were monitoring this individual's activity, put in exceptionally strong mitigation strategies that had already been commenced by Platform Networks. Their security was of exceptionally high order. But as we know, it only takes the weakest link to be able to allow hackers to intrude into companies' IT systems.
Nigel Fair is the director of Canberra University's Centre for Internet Safety. He says the alleged hacking exposes the double-edged sword that is a very fast network such as the NBN.
What the NBN allows for is super-fast broadband access for, you know, businesses and mums and dads and all other internet users. So if you can hack into a service provider, you get access to that network to use that same super fast speeds for your own criminal misdemeanors.
Does that mean you could also actually, depending on the sophistication of the hack, perhaps control the way in which the network is operating?
Depends on exactly the degree of sophistication of the hack and how much once he got access to the company in question here that got hacked into, what he could do once he got in there. But he could definitely use their capability within the broadband network.
I guess another way of putting it is, to what extent, when these networks are set up and the whole structure is put in place, to what extent is there a firewall between the 13, I think it is, wholesale internet providers and the actual network infrastructure?
Well, by getting access to this provider, he gets access to the network.
Cybercrime, police say, costs the Australian economy around $1 billion each year. And according to the AFP, there are many stereotypes around about the type of person allegedly involved in hacking.
The alleged offender is an unemployed truck driver. He's completely self-taught in terms of his IT skills and will allege that he's motivated by ego in his illegal hacking and proving his skills after complaining that he could not get work in the IT industry. He's known by the online nickname of Evil, and it's certainly our experience that many of the internet hackers do not have any IT qualifications at all.
The Communications Minister, Senator Stephen Conroy, didn't respond to interview requests. The National Broadband Network also chose not to talk, but released a statement playing down any impact on their infrastructure. But the opposition spokesman Malcolm Turnbull says the alleged attack exposes frailties in IT networks.
Well, this is a very, very serious wake-up call for the National Broadband Network and for the government. In establishing a national network of this kind, there is a greater risk of security breaches being able to pervade the whole network. What we're hearing today from the AFP is that this man has effectively been able to map much, if not most, of the NBN's existing infrastructure. Now, that, if that were done when the NBN were fully built, that would be a very serious security issue, national security issue.
The Federal Police says that so far there's been no direct impact on the NBN.
Simon Santo.